Bob Muscatel right here, and I'm going to be joined in a moment by Dan Schlossberg. It's Travel Thursdays with Danny, and he's brought to you by one of his best books. And that's saying something, trying to single out one of his best, because I mean, they're all terrific. But he wrote the New Baseball Bible a while back, and man, is it terrific. It's a compendium that is filled chock full with all kinds of great baseball stories and tidbits, funny stuff, sad stuff. It's all in there. And you can find it, folks, at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore. I just saw it on the shelf the other day. I was in a bookstore. So check it out, folks, and you won't be sorry. Great gift for the baseball fan in your life. And not only is he a baseball fan, but a great travel expert. And we're going to tap into him right now. Danny, good morning, my friend. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bob. How are you?
Good. Hey, do the Braves and Yankees play during the regular season this year?
They have already played twice and split two games, and there are two more to come in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know they already played. I wasn't sure if there were two more. So there are two more coming up in Georgia. Okay.
Yes.
All right, very good. What happened with the first two? I can't remember. Did they split?
They split because the Braves bullpen caved in the eighth inning in the first game.
I knew you would remember it like it was yesterday. You're the best, my man. All right, so listen, let's talk some great getaways we've been trying to give people during this pandemic and soon to be post-pandemic. Some great travel tips and, you know, where they might want to go. You've got some great stuff here in the U.S. and some stuff that's traveling abroad, but you got some neat ideas coming up today.
Yeah, this is all from the Adventure Travel Trade Association. They had something called the Adventure Travel Expo, the first one they've ever had. And apparently adventure travel is going to recover 3 to 4 years before mass travel does.
Oh.
So that's why we're talking adventure travel today.
Oh, very good. All right. So let's go one by one. You've got nine of them listed here. Take us through as we go along here.
Well, you know, I love the number nine, nine innings in a game, nine men on a side,
yeah.
and nine adventure travel vacation ideas.
Sounds good.
Number one on this list, this came from Sublime Public Relations, by the way. So they have a vested interest in some of these things, but I love them all. Ecuadorian Amazon Adventure, and they're talking about Sacha Lodge, S-A-C-H-A Lodge, an eco lodge on a 5,000-acre ecological reserve in the heart of Ecuador's Amazon Basin. Now, this sounds really cool, and it has luxury accommodations. You know, when you think about Amazon accommodations, you think about maybe something in the middle of the reeds, no air conditioning, just very flimsy. These are luxury accommodations, first-class meals, expert nature guides, and you see all kinds of wildlife. A great trip.
Oh, you know, when you said Ecuador, you're right. I would think huts. You know, that would be my first thought. But again, you're talking about luxury accommodations, great food, great meals. I mean, that sounds like a first-class trip right there.
It is. And it's sachalodge.com, sachalodge.com.
All right. So you can check that out, folks. Okay. Where are we going next? We're coming back into the U.S., right?
Back into the U.S. MTB Hut System, since we mentioned hut. It's the MTB Hut System in southern Utah. The Aquarius Trail Hut System. It's a backcountry mountain biking experience like no other in the region. Five huts furnished with beds, bathroom, fully stocked kitchen, strategically placed along a 190-mile route through some of Utah's most scenic backcountry. And, Bob, believe me, Utah is a gorgeous state, very photogenic.
I would think if you want to go biking somewhere, boy, that would be a great spot. And again, having everything kind of strategically placed through 190 miles of bike route, that's a great idea right there.
And it's AquariusTrail.com. Very easy to look that one up, their website. And speaking of parks and national parks, Explore National Parks by RV. Blacksford is a new recreational vehicle rental business with an all-exclusive pricing model that includes unlimited miles, no generator fees, bedding, bath, and kitchen supplies, free Wi-Fi. That's the thing that really gets me.
Mm.
Free annual national park pass and a 24-hour roadside assistance service. So that is great. And the website is Blacksford, just like it sounds, .com, Blacksford.com.
Very nice. So it's all RVs and stuff. You know, I've never traveled by RV. Have you ever done that, Danny?
I never have either, and I always curse them when they're on the road because they go so slowly. But I have friends who have an RV that bought one and they love it.
Oh, I'll bet, man. I'm looking so forward to trying that sometime, maybe in my golden years. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there pretty soon. Okay, so let's talk about another cycling adventure, this time near Mississippi, right?
Right. This is Ride the Mighty Mississippi, and it's Cycle of Life Adventures. It's a 2,057-mile bike tour.
Oof.
From the headwaters of the Mississippi River in Minnesota to its mouth at the Gulf of Mexico near New Orleans. And you pass Minnesota's lakes, the metropolises of Minneapolis, St. Louis, and Memphis, the farmlands of Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois, and the levees of Louisiana. The trip is southbound, but it's not all downhill. Take on the entire 33-day trek or any of its four shorter stages. And to find out more, cycleoflifeadventures.com.
Now, you cyclers out there, keep in mind, as Dan just mentioned a moment ago, you can take on the entire 33 days or one of the four shorter treks. So you got to keep that in mind. Boy, because 33 days, I mean, you got to be a serious biker for that, right?
Right. A shorter trek is definitely for me, Bob.
Yeah, there
but
you
here's,
go.
Here's
yeah.
one of my favorites on the list. The City Slicker Dude Ranch Retreat. Now, if you remember that movie.
Yes.
I love that movie. That was hilarious. It's Red Reflet, R-E-F-L-E-T, Ranch, a 28,000-acre guest ranch in a place called Ten Sleep, Wyoming. You stay in a fully stocked private cabin, farm-to-table cuisine, equestrian programs, cattle branding, hiking, mountain biking, ATVing, fly fishing, shooting, family-friendly activities, even cooking classes. And it's red-reflet, R-E-F-L-E-T, ranch.net.
You be Billy Crystal, I'll be Bruno Kirby. Sound good?
That sounds great.
All right. So where are we going next? The Galapagos.
We're going back overseas, more or less. The Galapagos glamping. Scalesia Galapagos Lodge, situated in the highlands of Isabella Island on the slopes of a volcano.
Ooh.
20 minutes from the town of Puerto Villamil. Modern, luxurious, safari-tile tent resort in the middle of a magical forest with a great view of the coast of Isabella Island, the Pacific Ocean, and other Galapagos archipelago islands. I love this place. And it's here's his website. It's scalesialodge.com. All one word, scalesialodge.com.
Yeah.
It's actually scale. Sealodge.com, but I made it easy for our listeners.
Okay, very good. And, that's a real specific one right there. And we've got another one that brings us back into Wyoming once again.
Yes, and if you love the tiny houses on Home and Garden Network, and I do.
I do, too, yeah.
This is Tiny House Base Camp. Sustainably built, LEED-certified tiny house cabins. It's Fireside Resort in the famous town of Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Mm.
Modern yet rustic design, a fresh approach to luxury lodging in a wooded setting at the foot of the Teton Range. The cabins allow guests to get back to nature while enjoying the intimacy of a boutique hotel and the ambiance of their own cozy residence. The website is Fireside Jackson Hole, all one word.
FiresideJacksonHole.com. Yeah, folks, if you've never seen these tiny houses, they're really interesting, and that would be an interest. You know, listen, if you don't necessarily want to live in one, you can go and try it out on this particular trip. Tiny House Base Camp sounds interesting to me.
They look even smaller next to the Grand Teton.
Yes, I would imagine so. Okay, back to cycling again. This is an interesting one here.
An epic bike tour, cycle across the USA. Bike tour or backpacking trip of your own with the assistance of the Adventure Cycling Association to help riders find their way. The organization offers maps for 50,000 miles of bike routes through the U.S. and Canada.
Whoa.
The Bicycle Route Navigator app and other resources. So you've got the Transamerica Trail. You can ride the Rockies on the Great Divide mountain bike route or try a shorter adventure in between. And by the way, crossing the Continental Divide is fabulous. But you got to have a good respiratory system because the air is real thin up there.
Real thin up there is exactly right. AdventureCycling.org. AdventureCycling.org would put you in the right place if you want to Google that and check it out. And I was kind of wondering when you first sent me this, Danny, if we were going to be over at the Yellowstone. Well, they've got a Yellowstone adventure on this top nine, huh?
Well, Old Faithful went off, so we're concluding with a stay at the Wilson Hotel in Big Sky, Montana. Outdoor adventures in the surrounding mountains, rivers, and Yellowstone National Park, one of my favorites. You can go hiking through the forest, wildflower-filled alpine meadows, float trips, fly fishing, beautiful experiences, adrenaline rush of lift-serve mountain biking, tour the natural wonders, see wildlife. And by the way, this is the world's first national park, founded in 1872.
Wow, how about that? So you get to see a little history and have some fun at the same time. And boy, a lot of these are going to get you in great shape, Danny.
Yeah, by the way, the website there is thewilsonhotel.com.
Okay.
But you could also Google Yellowstone National Park, and you'll find a lot there.
And by the way, Danny, you mentioned right off the top that this is courtesy of Adventure Travel Trade Association. Do they have a website that we could tap into?
Just Google it, or you can do Google Adventure Travel Expo. It's XPO. Not EXPO, it's XPO. And either one of those will get you where you want to go.
Perfect. Well, listen, these are some great ideas. A lot of them here in the good old U.S. of A. So, folks, tap in and good luck in your travels this year. And, Danny, always a pleasure, my man. Let's do it again soon, huh?
Talk to you next week when the Braves are back over 500.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Take care. That's Dan Schlossberg right there joining us today. Travel Thursdays with Danny here at WLIS and WMRD.